Roadside bombs and Humvee wrecks are often to blame for a common injury. One out of every five soldiers reports coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan with mild traumatic brain injury. Mild cases of what's called TBI can be hard to identify, but Army doctors are finding more cases because of special testing that's begun in the past 2 years. That means fewer soldiers are suffering in silence, as Blake Farmer of member station WPLN reports from Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
Sergeant Albert Kuchar's road to recovery begins behind a horse stable on the Tennessee side of this expansive Army post.
This is Jazz. I just met her today.
Horseback riding should help Kuchar regain some of the balance he lost after run-ins with improvised explosives in Iraq on his last deployment.
We weren't always that far away. And then there was a couple times we got hit by IEDs.
Kuchar didn't leave Iraq with visible injuries, but small concussions can catch up with a soldier even years later. Army physical therapy technician Dennis Russell says unit leaders don't always pick up on the symptoms or confuse them with post-traumatic stress.
You can do most of your daily job, but some things make you very anxious, make you dizzy, make you nauseous.
Other than having headaches and being a little dizzy every once in a while, I didn't think anything was wrong with me. I figured I was just had a bad head.
But for Kuchar, dizziness slowly became emotional instability after returning home in November.
For some reason, I just became an angry person.
That wasn't you before.
I wasn't told I was. I don't really remember.
Kuchar ended up putting his fist through a glass door. Fortunately, he was one of the first soldiers to take the baseline testing, which originated at Fort Campbell's TBI clinic 2 years ago. So Dr. David Twilley, the clinic's director, could turn back time on Kuchar's brain. The program has since expanded Army-wide.
The question that you have when you see somebody with mild traumatic brain injury is, so what were they like before?
The 10-minute neurological assessments are administered on a computer before and after deployment. The questions flex a soldier's short-term memory, emotional state, and computation skills. What's 3 minus 1 plus 4? The Army's telling soldiers that most mild TBI cases get better on their own. But at Fort Campbell, 550 soldiers recently back from deployments have been flagged for a 12-week therapy regimen.
Grit your teeth really hard. Grit.
Dr. Twilley stares at a computer monitor charting the chaotic brain activity of Sergeant Michael Hensley. The young father survived a rollover crash in Iraq and an IED attack that killed others. Hensley wears what looks like a water polo cap with a rainbow of wires connected to it. In this relaxation exercise, he attempts to keep the monitors flat by closing his eyes and clearing his mind.
I was struggling for a while. I had changed in my personality and stuff. More irritated, a lot more forgetful. I wasn't able to multitask. Things I was normally able to do, I couldn't do anymore.
And still can't, though he's got a good shot at recovering. Hensley's found another assignment within the Army that keeps him off the front lines. More than three-quarters of patients leave Fort Campbell's TBI clinic symptom-free. Many of those, without additional injuries, return to their combat jobs.
Enemy rooftop.
A seasoned soldier coolly calls his shots at insurgent fighters as he unloads at a wall of video screens. They show the streets of Baghdad in stunning detail. This simulation is one of the final exercises before being cleared for duty. 6 months ago, after a Humvee rollover in Iraq, Staff Sergeant Clifford Lee didn't even remember he was married or had kids. Now he's been cleared to return.
I really do want to deploy again. I feel that as long as I can think for myself and I can walk and I can talk, that there's no reason why I shouldn't be able to help my brothers and sisters.
While doctors have gotten better at identifying and treating TBI, they're still trying to figure out exactly when a soldier is ready to go back to war. But they're working on it because a combat-tested soldier has become all the more valuable to a force stretched thin across two wars. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.